Billy back here, back for another exciting episode of the Billy Manning Show. Hope you're doing well out there today, wherever you may be. So I decided to change things up. I normally record this and I'm like yawning, and it's generally because I like wake up early and then take a nap, or I'm recording at like 1 a.m. after I've been up all day. Today I decided to eat breakfast, drink coffee, and record this earlier in the morning than normal. So yeah, this week is exciting because my grandparents and dad are coming down to celebrate my birthday early, because my birthday, as you may know, is November 17th. I work that day, so they decide, you know what, we're going to come down about noon, eat lunch, and hang out with you. So that's what's going to go on today. And I'm happy to be with you once again. So today's episode is going to be about adulting. And hear me out. It's actually not that bad. Adulting is not that bad, although it's so important to get stuff to give you energy. And so I try to stay away from the soda. You know, occasionally I'll have one like once a month or so and that kind of thing, or if I go out for dinner. But coffee is so important, and I typically drink coffee every morning. Yesterday I didn't because it was my first day off, and I woke up in the evening and I didn't want to drink coffee and then not be able to sleep. And I think that's what my problem has been lately, with being so tired. I'll get up and drink coffee, then I'm wired, and then it's hard for me to get like restful sleep. So I'm going to try that on my first day off. When I'm up only for that evening, I'm no longer going to drink coffee anymore at that point. But on the days I do drink coffee, I'll have more energy. And by the way, if you're looking for the perfect cup of coffee, do I have some information for you? My friend Shay over at greenskycoffee.com will hook you up with high quality, high energy coffee. If you are just a little bit tired and you need that extra kick whenever you first get up in the morning, if you're slow starting, head over there today. Use the code BILLY10, B-I-L-L-Y, 10, no caps, no spaces, and if your order is $35 or more, you will get free shipping. Shay will set you up today, and there are a variety of flavors, and you will not be disappointed. I guarantee you this stuff is fantastic. Help him out and go over there and order some coffee through him. So now we are going to talk about adulting. There are things they don't teach you in school and that sort of thing. And as you may know, I graduated college. I was a teacher for a while. Wasn't really for me, but that's okay. You know, that you live and learn. Anyone that tells you that they have their life all the way figured out and together, they're either lying or they're of a rare breed, because we're all just kind of figuring out this as we go. But I'm going to give you some tips on adulting. And we're going to start out with the fun stuff. Well, I shouldn't say, yeah, I guess it's fun in a different way. But when you get out of high school or college and you're working, you get a good job offer and, you know, make sure you have some money saved up, because it actually takes more than what you think. Because typically when you go get an apartment, you're going to be paying the first month's rent plus deposit, which is generally another month's rent. Everyone's a little bit different, so you have to keep that in mind. So you're looking at 2 months worth of rent right out of the gate, plus your water and electric bill. You typically are going to put a deposit whenever you set up with your first electric bill and with your first water bill. When I did Ameren, I had to set it up, but that was my previous apartment in Danville. Now here in Hillsboro, I've already had Ameren before, I didn't have to do a deposit this time. Now the water, the city of Schramm, they required a little bit more of a down payment, which was fine, but everywhere's a little bit differently. So do some research, then write down some information that you need. And you also need to get your supplies whenever you first start out. So we're talking like your paper towels, toilet paper, bathroom cleaning supplies, kitchen cleaning supplies, dish soap, hand soap, that sort of thing. Shampoo, if you don't already have that, personal care items. towels, wash rags. I have like a dish holder rack, so after I wash dishes, I can set them on, and then like a mat underneath that. That way, it doesn't soak up the counters. And you want some cups and plates and bowls and silverware. There's just a lot of stuff you need. So if you know you're going to be moving, you can start getting a few things early, like I did. I had already had stuff for my previous apartments. Now, you know, you may want to consider roommates depending on your situation, depending on how good of friends you are with people. Let me tell you, your friendship will change after you room with people. Sometimes in a good way because you have so much in common. Sometimes in a bad way because you feel like you don't have your personal space. So if you can do it, do it. And you'll know when it's time for you to move away from home, from your family, because little things will start annoying you. You'll start having these arguments over little things and what freedoms you should have. I mean, you know, once you're in your 20s and you can go out and do your own thing and your parents are still treating you like you're in high school and that you shouldn't be going out and doing stuff, that's unless it's dangerous stuff and they're looking out for your well-being, and that's a different story. But yeah, you're going to know. You're going to start getting annoyed by the little things, as I did. And now my relationship with my dad and grandparents have improved. I mean, it was always good with my grandparents, but it's because I really needed to have my own space. I can have friends over when I want, that sort of thing. But you get all of your stuff set up, your deposits, and after that's done, you're pretty much good to go, you know. And groceries, oh my gosh, get what you need. I find sometimes if I'm going to be working more days, I try to meal prep or just pick up stuff. So look at your schedule, be realistic, because you don't want to buy too much food and then have to throw it away, which I do sometimes with produce especially. So figure out, hey, if I've bought, say, carrots 3 times in a row and I have never eaten them, I've always thought maybe I need to quit buying them, you know, and sometimes you have to learn that through experience. So experiment a little bit, try out different foods and see what you're eating, what you're not eating, and then, you know, quit buying this stuff if you're not eating it all the time. So that's one thing. That's one good habit to get in, is see what you're actually using and what you're not using. But, and if it's just one person, if it's just you and you're not having tons of guests, 1 or 2 packs of toilet paper, that's plenty. You don't need more than that. Like all these people that bought like 20 packets of them, I found hilarious. But if it's just for you, know what you're going to use. And if you're going to be like home more 1 week than normal due to whatever, then, you know, you want to stock up on more stuff, keep bottled water, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's just, you can't learn some of this stuff until you experience it. I want to give you a little bit of advice. Also, you know, you can set your temperature whenever you want. You're cold, and then 30 minutes later, you're warm. You can turn down the heat or even turn the air back on. So just make your own choices and just be confident in what you're doing. Being on your own will also give you more confidence. And then you get to decide if you have the energy and you want to spend the time, or if it's worth your time to hang out with certain people. And some days you're going to think you want to do stuff and you're just tired and want to stay home. Fine, do it. But just do what you enjoy doing. If you want to game all day, that's on you, you know. Like if you don't have anything else to do, do it. And, you know, you do have to clean every so often. So I like to take like a couple hours one day and just, or even an hour, and just start cleaning. So make your own choices, but be confident with those choices. So I will be turning 30 on Tuesday, the 17th, the day after this airs. And, I'm leaving my 20s behind, and I'm going to be 30, and I'm starting to prioritize things I need to do. And this podcast is fun. I have another podcast I do with my friend Travis, and we are called The Billy and That Show, just how it sounds, THAT, but it's really The Billy and T-Hat Show, but it's just the way that it was spelled. But, so another thing they will not tell you that you will learn is stuff. Over time, you just acquire stuff. And it's like movies, books, video games, whatever, that sort of thing. And I recently just picked up a Christmas tree, and I've had this train for about a year that I have never opened yet that goes around the tree. I got some ornaments and stuff, but what you'll learn, getting CDs is fine, but after a while, you have to be realistic about how much space you have. And, you know, my philosophy now is if something breaks, like coffee pot, or it's getting old and I need to replace it, cool. But otherwise, just don't get a bunch of stuff, because over time, you just have so much stuff and not enough space. So I've gotten to the point where I have a couple of bookshelves full of movies, and space for my books is running out. So it's like you get to where, okay, I have stuff. Now it's time for me to just save up and buy my groceries and replace stuff with me. But you don't always have to go out and get stuff. I go on a shopping spree a couple times a year. And for me, that entails going to Barnes & Noble and getting a book, going to the mall, maybe buying, restocking on some candles so the apartment smells nice, that sort of stuff. So that's just like, you know, you don't need all this stuff. You know, I have like a plug-in fan and electronics. I always get stuff. I recently got myself a new TV here a few months ago, but you're just going to start acquiring stuff. And one thing too is get boxes or like containers, because if you get cardboard boxes or containers, then you will be able to move easier. So before I move again, my plan is just to get a bunch of containers and put books and movies and that sort of thing in them. That way when I'm ready to move, all I have to do is literally take my furniture, put it in a U-Haul, take my boxes, containers, put them in a U-Haul and go. I don't want to have to spend 3-4 days or 5 days like last time and move stuff slowly. I want to be able to just boom, boom, move, move, move. Another thing they don't tell you as an adult is if you eat like crap, you're going to feel like crap. So if you're eating more vegetables, fruit, some meat, but you're staying away from all the added sugar other than like a little bit of dark chocolate, you're going to have more energy whenever you eat right. And I'm learning that the hard way because I like to go out quite a bit and pick up food. But like today for lunch, I'm going with my grandparents and dad to eat lunch, but I really realize I need to stock up on real food and just eat healthier. So yeah, that's another thing is you need to really to feel better, to eat healthy. And then, you know, like I like to go walking. So like later today, I will go for an hour walk, but yesterday, which would have been Sunday, I'm going to lift a little bit of weights in my living room. So just take a half hour to an hour every day and let you're off and get some exercise. Hopefully at your work, you can walk around some, but I know I feel better after I walk around. So there's just so much stuff that you can do. And, you know, I saw a post on Facebook for my classmates from high school, and he brought up a good point. If you see you can do better with something or you're struggling with something, don't wait until New Year's to do it. Start right now. You know, there's no better day than today to start new things. So I'm still learning and everything. I could be doing so much better than I am now. So yeah, that's just how it is. You can be doing better. And, you know, I'm back on YouTube doing some stuff. I'm on here doing some stuff with podcasting. So you just have to do what you can and kind of go from there. As an adult, you also change. I was talking to my coworker about it, and I used to, you know, love going out to like concerts and sporting events, pre-COVID, of course, and big crowds, whatever. I'd get to the front row of the stage of whatever band was playing, like Evanescence, be second row standing or whatever, and no problem. Now I find myself people watching more and not being around big crowds. And my coworker said, oh yeah, as you get older, you just like your own space more, and you still enjoy hanging out with friends, but you won't want to be in an arena full of 30,000 people sitting up close. So it's just like, things change as you get older, and you get excited about not stupid stuff, I guess little things like having a favorite burner on the stove when you're cooking, because it gets the best heat, or having a favorite spatula and favorite pair of scissors to cut pizza with, which is what I use because it cuts better than pizza cutters. But it's just like you get excited about little things, you know, like not having anything in the mail for a couple of days. I received political mail every day about a month prior to the election. Like it felt like every day I was getting it. So, and then you get annoyed by things like, we're calling you about your car's extended warranty. It's like, oh, would you please shut up? Or like, we are the IRS. No, you're not. You'll send me a letter. Like scams, you got to be careful for that, of that, and stuff like that. You just have to watch out for. And you'll find that time speeds up too, because as a kid, you know, Halloween to Christmas was forever. Now Halloween to New Year is just like, boom, oh, it's Halloween. Boom, it's Thanksgiving. Boom, it's Christmas. So you're going to find that time really does speed up. That thing they tell you where they tell you your like grandparents told you stories as a kid. Oh, that was a few years ago. And they say, oh, that was 20 years ago. Well, time really does escape you as you get older. So that's something else. Other thing too, your taste in music. Everybody's a little different on it, but I have certain artists that I enjoy. They say when you're like close to 30, you quit looking. I said licking. That's awkward. Yeah, licking CDs. You quit looking for new music, which yes and no. I find that I like certain artists, so I will keep up with their new music. But I, every now and then, you know, I hear a song that I've never heard before and I like it. So yes and no. It depends. It depends on who you are and what you like. Because I'm pretty open to things. Like I'll hear new music or whatever. And movies, you know, I like my comedies, and Netflix lately has stepped up their game. So, you know, it's just your taste in things change, especially in food. Things that I used to enjoy, I can no longer stand eating. Either food intolerances as I've gotten older, such as dairy, have become lactose intolerant. I can eat ice cream okay, but when it comes to like, I can't drink regular milk anymore, I do the lactose free. So you will have foods that either bother you, that you used to be able to eat. I used to be able to eat about anything except for spicy food, and I still don't eat spicy food, but certain things, like I don't eat much bread and that sort of thing. So it's just weird that your body changes as you get older, and you'll find yourself really not enjoying things the same way. And then other things you'll enjoy more as you get older. Like you can have fun grocery shopping, because really it's something you have to do. Go out and have fun. You might bump into people you haven't seen in a while, you know, and you might be able to joke around a little bit. And it's just, you find enjoyment in new ways with new things. And so it's just really interesting. And if you know, if you're getting into your 30s, you'll know what you're talking about. I'm talking about here, late 20s, early 30s, you'll start, your perspective changes things, and you'll go look back and appreciate what people did for you. Like with my great grandparents, you know, I didn't have to do chores because they wanted me to focus on school. And I would help mow, but I mean, dishes they would do, and I would help mow. And, you know, if there was snow, I would shovel a path to the garage and then to the driveway and then scoop up the driveway. And that was it. It only took me like, of course, I was young and brave, but a path to the garage and then to the driveway and then clearing the driveway would take me like a half hour. And my grandma would make hot chocolate for me when I got back in the house. And it was just perfect. Another thing you'll find, like I get hot easy and I get cold easy as I get older. So every year winter I dread, but once it turns cold, I'd rather it stay cold, because then I know when I go outside, I know what to expect. I hate it when it goes like 20 degrees this week, 70 degrees, 50 degrees, 60. If it stays cold, I'm fine until spring, because then I can ease into it. But or it goes from like 50s for a month and then it jumps to 90. It's like, what on earth just happened here? So you'll find that. And then you'll also get ticked off when they move things in the grocery store. And I've been told this, they actually move things. So you'll walk around more looking for stuff in the hopes that you'll see new items that you will want to buy. So there's different marketing strategies that are absolutely genius that are pulled in. Some people are stubborn. That's why I don't like going to certain places, because I'll end up buying non-food items I don't need. If I do need, you know, like food items, non-food items, then I will go to a different place and get stuff. But I always end up buying movies or whatever. So you just have to be able to avoid temptation. And you know, every now and then you're going to give in and buy stuff, maybe some like clothes or stuff, but stuff you need. Other times it's like, hey, that looks kind of cool. And you can try your best, but it's going to happen every now and then to you. It happens to me. It happens to everybody. Well, guys, that's all I have for this week. Thank you for coming back. And we will see you next week on the Billy Manning Show. I want to thank everybody. I want to do a shout out and thank you to Green Sky Coffee for hooking up the listeners to some great quality coffee. And yeah, that's all I have. Be safe. Be careful with the rising cases and record cases of COVID. Governor J.B. Pritzker has warned that Illinois may go back into a shutdown. But I think at this point, it might be the safest bet. So stock up on what you need and stay healthy if you can.